You're listening to Sketch Reppin' the Specialist. From coast to coast.
KPFK, Los Angeles.
Do you want to be a DJ? Or do you want to produce hits like Dr. Dre?
I got what you need.
Come on, get down.
Academics.
Sit down, champ. What?
If you want unrested, classes in session. If you want unrested, classes in session. If you want unrested, classes in session.
Pay attention.
I'll be the teacher. Why you take the lesson? I'll be the teacher. Why you take the lesson? I'll be the teacher. Why you take the lesson?
What can I say? I mean, really, what can we say? Day by day, season by season, 20 to be exact. Growing up watching them paint murals, using this building as his first studio, using LA as his canvas, restoring crowns back to where they belong, under royal banners, purple and gold, the color of royalty. Our one man, L.A. King.
Out to Kobe.
Kobe, never meaningless, could never mean less. That's what he means at this moment. All season has been his goodbye. Him to us, us to him, to the whole world.
Need on dollars, need on trick, levitate.
Still got magic, but he made it magical. From Compton to Crenshaw, Jack to Genie, we were all witnesses to all things that was him. I mean, we shared with him the world.
Kobe, inside the three-point arc. Kobe Bryant has hit a shot at the buzzer!
Soon enough, he became our identity. If he wasn't born or raised here, or never lived here, probably you'd never understand. But I'm gonna make sure you do. I'm talking about the 81 points. I'm talking about the Afro. I'm talking about the alley-oop to Shaq. The off-glass buzzer beater over D-Wade. The game four, overtime, takeover in the finals. Kobe. I'm talking about the posterizing of Steve Nash. I'm talking about Dwight Howard's rookie year when he got baptized. You remember that? Kobe bodied him. The helicopter, the five parades. Kobe.
We don't want bridles, we don't want bridles. We don't want dread, we don't want dread. We don't want dollars, we don't want dollars. We do it big, we don't want bridles, we don't want bridles. Levitate.
The mashed up gamut of emotions with you and with ourselves is so deep, I don't think nobody can break that bond. So I ask, how do empires last when there's no longer emperor? I mean, we got you, but at the same time, we got you. I'm talking about your blood, your sweat, your tears, even your DNA is placed in these LA concretes, man. Nothing will ever replace that or erase that. Forever great in our hearts. So with that being said, know that it's never goodbye. It's simply respect due. My dude, forever. Kobe.
Levitate.
You guys will always be in my heart. And I sincerely appreciate it. No words can describe how I feel about you guys. And, thank you from the bottom of my heart. God, I love you guys.
Double up. I ain't telling no lies.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What the f does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
You're welcome.
Five. Just got one more to Shaq. So you can take that to the bank.
Three, two, that's time.
Kobe Bryant on a three-time.
dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew?
You know, to be the greatest Laker ever, I think that's an amazing accomplishment.
Who knew?
He banks it in. Uh-oh. He banks in the three.
Kobe will take it in.
Like a best for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state, where the bar.
Tempe, the state where you never find a dance floor empty. And pimp speed, on a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money-making machines, serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me. Diamond shining, looking like I'm Rob Liberace. It's all good, from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pay. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
To get the short end of the stick in terms of the investment that's put into them, but I think it should be the opposite because they are our future. There's a lot of things that you learn from sports. When you're the father of four daughters, this becomes not just a belief, it doesn't become a challenge, but it becomes a passion and it becomes a mission because this is the world that they are going to be growing up in. And I want to make sure that they're growing up in a world better than the one that we are currently living in, that's for sure. But you got to look to it as what can really pique the interest of a kid. What piques their interest is the curiosity of, can I do that? It's just basic things. Like a kid starts out, can't dribble with her left, and then 2 weeks later, she's much better at it. That does a lot for self-esteem. Does a lot for inner confidence. So that's where the original idea of Mamba League was conceived. Watching their camaraderie, watching their bond, watching them grow together, it's extremely rewarding. My hope is that through sport, they understand that whatever discipline they decide to go into, whether it is volleyball or basketball, or whether it's being an accountant or being a writer or whatever the case may be, the same principles apply. The discipline, the dedication, the attention to detail, the unselfishness, right? All that stuff is there. And so hopefully they grew up understanding that message.
This is 90.7 FM, KPFK, Friday night, and we're back at you again. Let me introduce myself. My name is Jeff Gill. Welcome to Academics Beat Lab Radio. What you've been listening to is the beginning of what the show is going to be tonight. What else could we do but celebrate this visionary, this basketball legend, this icon of the NBA, this father, this amazing athlete, Kobe Bryant. We lost him on Sunday. I don't know where you were, but I was standing in church. It just got over and the kids came up and they told me, hey, we just got some news. I said, what? They said, Kobe Bryant's been killed in a helicopter crash. I'm like, what? No. First thing I did was take, I don't know, 15, 20 steps. You just want to run. You can't believe it. And I spent the whole week thinking about the family and all that, and the other people that were there. There were 9 people, including Kobe, on board, and it just hurt my heart all week. So it's been a tough week. So I don't know what it's been for you, but this radio show right now, Academics Beat Lab, is doing a special presentation, and what you've been listening to, we're going to do this all night long, at least until 8 o'clock. So we welcome you. Once again, my name is Jeff Gill. I want to just introduce my crew that's here. Big Sean Harris is in the house tonight. Sketch, the specialist, the selector. He's got that music going, so we're going to interweave these songs, these tributes, the voices, and we want to hear from you. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. Welcome, Santa Barbara. Welcome, San Diego. We also welcome you out of Ridgecrest, China Lake, and worldwide. We got people listening everywhere on kpfk.org. Post this. And this is a show that you definitely want to record or just document it, okay? Sean, what's up, man? How you doing, brother?
It's been a rough week, man. I mean, you know, given what you've just said, it's just been tough. You know, I am the consummate Kobe fan.
You are.
I've been a Kobe fan since the beginning. I watched him come to L.A. when he was 17. Mm-hmm. And got a chance to see him play before the regular season. And I got to say, man, I was enamored by this young man. I just felt like, wow, what a talent. You know, and as time progressed, he got better.
Yeah.
And, I'd like to talk about him this evening. Not just the basketball portion of him and, you know, what he was doing outside of the basketball court, but also, before we even get any further into this, I just want to say the names of the other people that actually lost their lives.
Let's do that.
Sunday.
Let's do it.
You know, I'd like to recognize Jonna Altobelli, his wife Carrie Altobelli, their daughter Alyssa Altobelli, who was only 14, Christina Mauser, she was 38, Sarah Chester, 45. Her daughter, Peyton Chester, she was 13. And, of course, the pilot, Ara Zabayan.
Yeah.
And Gianna Bryant.
Gianna Bryant.
As well as, we all know, Kobe Bryant. So, yeah. You know, I just thought it was important to say their names, you know, because we've been hearing so much about Kobe and Gianna. And then you hear the 8 others.
Yeah.
So I just felt it was important that we kind of recognize them this evening as well.
Yeah. Respect and love for bringing that to the forefront, because a lot of times it's all about the stars. But see, everybody is special. I mean, you know, there's families hurting. There's some families out there that you know, are beyond words. Sketch, how you doing today, man?
I'm making it. I think the interesting thing about Kobe, the life and legacy, is how he touched so many people in different ways, right? So obviously the sports connection is there. Later on in his life, he became more of a parent. But for me, I think about, I bought my house in 96 when Kobe came to the Forum in Inglewood.
They were still at the Forum.
Across the street, right? And so when you look at how time has passed, like, it was almost a reminder of like, wow, I can't believe I've been in my house that long. But more importantly, we see that Kobe's life really represented everybody's dream and everybody's worst nightmare at the same time, right? The dream of being a kid in high school, having aspirations, having to, wanting to accomplish something, accomplishing it, then on the highest stage, succeeding within 4 years after you came into the league, you win a championship. You go on to have a stellar all-star career. You go out with 60 points. You have the second chapter of your life. Everything, that's something that we want, but then at the same time, being helpless in the final moments with your child is everybody's worst nightmare. So I think that's why it resonates really around the world, because literally, sports fan or not, you can identify with something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, that's what is making it so, you know, this new word, ginormous, right? That's what's making it so devastating to everybody, because you've got this amazing athlete. This guy's invincible. I mean, he tears his Achilles and comes back. And it's like, you know, with all the last second jump shots to win the game or to extend it to overtime, you know, with the amazing lob. Remember the lob pass he threw to Shaq?
Absolutely.
The one, the iconic play where Shaq catches it and dunks.
Oh, yeah. That was solidifying the close, the championship.
The ball between the legs, through the legs for the dunk contest to get a 10. To win the 81-point game where it was like he couldn't miss all night.
Yeah.
You know, he won. And getting up after you tear your Achilles to sink two free throws and to come back from that and still win your last game and to go out deuces, 60 points. He won. But what gets to me is the battle that he couldn't win. I'm a father, and I love my daughters. I love my son. I love my daughters. I love you. I'll do anything for you. And as a man, we think about those moments where, you know, he tried to protect her. You know, he probably tried his best to protect her. But with all his greatness that we just mentioned, none of that was able to change the outcome on Sunday. So I think that's what gets to me the most.
Absolutely. And not just Kobe, obviously, trying to protect his daughter, but there were other parents on board. And so
other fathers on board.
Yeah, fathers and mothers. And so
it's your worst nightmare.
Absolutely. It's everybody's worst nightmare. So what we want to do is basically have a live curated mixtape where we play tribute from a musical standpoint to not just Kobe, but Los Angeles, Lakers fans, sports fans, people that can identify with growing up in Los Angeles and what Kobe meant to them, right? Yeah. Whether you were 10 years old when he started winning or whether you were 28 years old, he represented something in Los Angeles. Like Ice Cube said, sports teams brings people together, right? Regardless of the differences when it comes to financial, racial, gang, streets, any of that. When it comes to being a Lakers fan or a sports fan, that's when people really come together. Yeah. Even tonight, they're going to be together at the Staples Center to celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? We're with you till 8 o'clock right here. Once again, this is Jeff Gill, Sketch, and Big Sean Harris. And we want to talk to you, too. If you want to get at us, you know, you want to share your thoughts, hey, we're open to that. We can do it. We're looking for you. 818-985-5735 or 818-985-KPFK. Hey, you know what we got to do right now? We got to do what we always do. We got to do what Kobe would want us to do. And let's just keep this music flowing. And we're going to feel good by the end of this show. I guarantee you that. So let's do it. Academics Beat Lab Radio, right here on 90.7 KPFK.
You're listening to Sketch Reppin' the Specialist. From coast to coast.
Now, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. It's a real celebration. It's a dime block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafers. It's the
remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the gray pavement. Young black trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platforms to explain it. He frustrated so he get faded. But deep down inside he know you can't fade him. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real reparations. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication. Spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies, 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Chirp on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking, mama playing spades, catching vapors. Grandma said I get some Jordans for my grades. That's my baby. When she died, my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lost shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setback for major comeback, that's my favorite. My L said you do a song with Nip. K dot here better. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. About flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4 yard living, given to false imprisonment. Listen close, my it's bigger than deuces and foes, my since elementary we close, my you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out grand amps. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we groove from dedication.
Sketch the Specialist.
Hold up.
La. This ain't entertainment. It's folks on a slave ship. These songs just the spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lockers behind gates but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense. That's why I dove off the deep end without a life jacket. Couple mil, tour the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave for some white. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classics. Read a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. It's dedication.
What's up? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Irvin Magic Johnson.
What's up, Laker Nation? I can't hear you. What's up, Laker Nation? We are here to celebrate greatness for 20 years. Excellence for 20 years. Kobe Bryant has never cheated the game. He has never cheated us as the fans. He's played through injuries. He's played hurt. And we have 5 championship banners to show for it. When you think about this town, for the last 20 years, this man has been the biggest and greatest celebrity we've had in this town for 20 years. He is not only a great and unbelievable sports icon, but also he's the greatest to wear the purple and gold. Kobe has 19 Laker records. He has 9 NBA records. And let me just tell you a stat that's unbelievable. The man has scored 25 times over 50 points, he scored over 60 points 5 times, and then we all knew where we were when he scored 81 points. So this is what I want you to do, Laker Nation. We're going to watch this video of him, and then he's going to come out center court and wave to you guys. But let's give him the biggest, longest standing ovation that he's ever seen in his life, okay? Let's look at the video right quick.
Our city is suffering. 4 days ago in Calabasas, 9 lives were lost, leaving a gaping hole in the heart of Los Angeles. We gather tonight in the house that Kobe Bryant built to honor him and them. Kobe was as synonymous with Southern California as the sunshine. He touched every inch of it. He arrived in LA a prodigy, grew into a phenomenon, and retired a local institution and international icon. The outpouring of the past 96 hours is evidence of his everlasting impact. Whether he played for your team or against it, his allure was unmistakable. The dynamism, the determination, the drive. He won 5 championships with the Lakers, and shortly after unfurling his final fadeaway, earned an Academy Award. He was a storyteller, a mentor, and above all, a father. His 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, was a basketball star in her own right. Join us in tribute to Kobe, Gigi, and all the victims, mourned throughout the Southland and across the globe. Orange Coast College baseball coach John Altobelli, his wife Carrie, and their daughter, Alyssa, Sarah Chester, and her daughter, Peyton, Mamba Academy basketball coach Christina Mauser, and pilot Ara Zobayan.
Hi, my name is Serena Williams, and I'm on the Kobe system. Kobe system completely changed how I see the world. After winning 27 Grand Slam events, doing a bunch of charity work, starting my own fashion line, and writing a book, I considered myself pretty successful by any normal standards. But the Kobe system isn't about normal standards. Kobe's vision and weird life coaching philosophy doesn't have anything to do with normal standards at all. It's actually based upon a belief that if you just attack fast and attack strong, you can become abnormally successful. Pretty simple. Thank you, Kobe System.
I want to be the best. I want to be the best. Simple as playing. That's why I play the game. But to be the best, you have to win. And that's what drives me.
He's the best player in the game. It's just that simple. There's nothing that Kobe Bryant can't do. He will defend your best player. He will shoot from the perimeter. He will get all in your mug. He will do whatever it takes. He is the most complete basketball player in the game today, bar none. He has an assassin's mentality. I said this when the trade went down, and I'll repeat it again. Who's starving more for an NBA World Championship more than Kobe Bryant? There is no one. This guy is highly motivated.
Separates Kobe from the pack.
More than Kobe Bryant. There is no one.
Okay. How we doing work? 2-4 on my shirt. He the greatest on the court, and I'm the greatest on the verse. Going for the 4th ring like it was his first. Gotta get the gleam. Do it for Kareem. 2-4 so nice. My flow so mean. Catch me at the game sitting next to Goldstein. Kobe Bryant Nikes. Purple gold strings. Kobe in the game. Dunking on the whole team. Black Mamba, attack conquer, basketball beast, rap monster, crossover good, a turnaround jumper, or just drive the lane and dunk on dunkers. You know where it's going down, yo. This is the Lake Show, but don't drown, though. I call him King Bryant, and I let the crown show.
Definitely, I'm just lost for words. I mean, he's amazing.
Pass me the damn ball, I don't need a pick at all, and don't worry about my shot, cause I'm gonna get that off. Yeah, I drops 40 on your double team. Then I drop 81 on another team. Yeah, you better guard me with caution. And watch I work them like an auction. No such thing as
records. And I prefer the ball with 3 seconds. And I bet we gon' win it all in 3 seconds. You dig? That is a guarantee, apparently. And please tell your defense, don't ever man to man with me. Double team, triple team. You defenders tickle me, but I never let them get to me. Literally, step back and give them a three. Ain't no defending me.
One guy certainly envious of the way Bryant's played lately, LeBron James.
I've been quoted saying that he's definitely the best player in our league. To me, in my eyes, the best scorer in our league. And I don't know if it's not another guy in this league that can accomplish some of the things that he's doing right now.
Never take a day off. Catch you at the top of the key and get a J, y'all. Baseline, FaceTime. Tongue out like 2-3. Even 2-3, gotta love how I do me. Practice while you sleep. Practice in my sleep. Straight out of high school. The brackets ain't for me. I will be jumping over you like I got a mattress at my feet. And all Phil Jackson things, you better be passing it to me. I put the master in the piece. Attack you like a beast. And I am starving for victory. And that means I'ma eat. And when they ask you who's the best, then the answer should be me.
Who's the best player in the NBA?
Oh, still Kobe Bryant.
Really? Why?
Because you never know what you're going to get.
Call me Mr. Clutch or Mr. Automatic. I could post them up. All of them all go get the alley. I'm going for the ring. I'm going for the ring. I went to Beijing and came back with the bling. Who they want? They want Kobe. And what he want? He want the trophy. The victory. And the glory. No Shaq. No Robert Horry. Not break them all. Kobe break them all.
I'm Kanye West and I'm on the Kobe system. The Kobe system changed my life, no doubt. Always keep your defense offensive. Attack fast when the game slows down. When the doubles come, hit your shooter in the corner. I'll always remember all that stuff. Kobe system is truth. Thank you, Kobe system.
Walking, living legend, man, I feel like Kobe.
That part.
I just dropped 60, man, I feel like Kobe.
How much more do you want from me?
More.
How much more successful do you want me to be?
More successful.
How many records can my records break?
More records.
But I'm the best.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What the f*** does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
You're welcome.
Wow, 90.7. KPFK. All right, Academic Speed Lab Radio. This is a special presentation you're listening to. Special tribute to Kobe. Kobe Bryant, the legend. Big Sean, Sketch the Specialist in the house with me tonight. This is Jeff Gill. And what's up, Sean? How you doing about all that?
You know, I feel good about that last mix, man. Sketch, you doing your thing over there. Let me just shout you out.
We're doing it live, too.
You know, yeah, right? So, you know, it just feels good to be able to hear the positivity that this man brought, you know, the excitement that he brought to many, 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 many fans around the world. I mean, I was just listening to the many songs that have been played, just mentioning his name and talking about him. You know, I'm dropping 60 like Kobe, and I'm, you know, it just feels good. I mean, after the week that I've had, this is just, it feels good. This is therapeutic.
Yeah, the Kobe system, you know.
Kobe system.
Hey, always being offensive. I love those comments. You know, it's about getting the most out of you, out of everything that you want to be, how to reach your dreams, achieve your goals, right?
It just goes back to that, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. You know, it's the same type thing, same type of concept.
He went there.
He did. He went all the way to Pomona.
Hey, man.
Sugar free.
Hey, it's real.
Yeah. I think it's cool, like, as I was going through grabbing stuff, and reminder, we are doing this live, so typically I've done plenty of mixtapes where I had, months to prepare and then get everything together, go into the studio. With this, we're just kind of curating this, grabbing some interviews, dropping some songs, stuff like that. So I think it's cool, like, when you look back at the branding and imaging around him, it was really authentic to who he was, working hard, dedication, focus, determination. So I'm glad it's coming through in some of these pieces.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it's inspirational, and his legacy will be that hard work. It'll be that determination, that fearless competitor, the will to win, and that never give up attitude that goes along with that. And everything that the Black Mamba was doing with the school and educating and teaching basketball and just all the projects that he was working on, man. It's just amazing. So we're going to talk about all that stuff tonight. We got one of our good friends and basketball, not only a fan, but he's a coach, and he's in the studio, Marcus Nash.
Yes, sir. What's up, Jeff?
From the Nash Academy, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, come on in, man. We want to talk with you, man. Huh?
Yeah.
Man, how are you doing? I know you are a basketball fan first, but I mean, you're a Kobe fan. So how did the news hit you?
Oh, man, I was completely devastated. Here's the ironic thing. I was actually coaching my girls' basketball team. I have a girls' basketball team. One of eight teams that I coach.
Wow.
And I was planning on being at the Mamba Academy for a tournament. But we ended up at CSUN. And I was sitting there coaching my team. And I got a phone call in the middle of a game. I usually never, ever take phone calls. And I knew the person that was calling me, my boy Antonio, never calls me. So I'm like, what is this dude calling me for during a game? So I answered real quick. I'm like, yo, I can't talk right now. I'm in the middle of a game. And he's like, bro, are you seeing the news? They're saying Kobe's dead. And I'm like, what? Dude, let me call you back after this game. I'm in the middle of a game. I hang up. Not even 5 seconds later, my boy Sagar next to me, like, bro, you see this? He's showing me a text. And I'm like, I'm starting to get a little bit of anxiety because I'm like, this can't be real.
You just thought it was just, you know, maybe a hoax. That's the first thing you're thinking. It's got to be a hoax. It can't be real.
Got to be a hoax. There's no way in the world Kobe Bryant is dead.
He can't die. No.
And that's the sad part about the whole thing is that people think guys like Kobe, Magic, who's my idol, all these different guys, they're superheroes to us.
Yeah.
They don't die.
They don't die. No.
But
not at 41.
Not at 41 years old.
Not at 41. They die, but not at 41.
Not at 41.
And when the news hit me, I was sitting there with with Lena, one of the girls on my basketball team, 10 years old, and I looked at her eyes and all the rest of the girls' eyes, and I didn't even know how to address it. Yeah. Once the game was over with, I was able to try to give a speech about the importance of loving each other. Telling your family members you love them while they're here. Mm-hmm. Whatever differences you may have with people, it ain't worth it, because life ain't promised. And one of the things actually that made me actually really pick me up is I got a phone call from you, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you kind of said some things to me, man, that which I've always admired about you and Sean. You guys always have way with words. You said some things to me, man, that really, really picked me up that day and helped me to understand that. You know, because remember I was telling you I wasn't sure if I even wanted to coach anymore, wasn't sure how I felt about basketball.
Yeah, I was looking at your social media page. I don't know if it was Instagram or Facebook, and I know how long, the work that you put in to get to this point with the Nash Academy, and for you to say that you don't want to coach again after after this, I mean, I understand, after watching it happen, that's a natural reaction for us to withdraw and say, hey, I just want to go sit down for a minute. You know, I felt the same way, working this week, at the realty company, it was tough all week for us to just go and continue. But, if we go to Mamba mentality, the Kobe system, let's think about this here. We're talking about a guy who tore his Achilles.
Yeah.
In a game, if I tear my Achilles, I'm going to go sit down.
Yeah, it's over.
That's time to sit down, right?
It doesn't even take that.
So I guess you've seen me play basketball. I mean, it's great being on the radio with your friends that you've had for a long time. It's going to tell your business, right? But really, through adversity, a lot of people will take that, and especially young people will take that and say, hey, well, because this happened, I'm not going to achieve what I want to achieve. Because of this tragedy, I can't do this now, and I'm just not going to do it because that happened. And you're going to let that redefine you? Are you going to let that redefine who you are, your coaching system, you're helping these kids? And I said to you, I called you, I said, no, you're not.
Yep.
You're going to go back in there, and you're going to coach better than you ever have before.
Yep.
And if anyone's listening that has been going through something like that, this is a message we want to get out. That's why we're here. We're here to pay tribute to everyone that passed away in this crash. But we're here to inspire you, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, like Jeff, said, and I piggyback off of that, I didn't want to do it no more. But after talking to Jeff and talking to some friends and listening to myself, I realized that I'm not only going to do it, I'm going to do it on an even higher level than I've been doing it on. It's all about impacting lives and helping these kids achieve and reach their goals. And through me and everybody else, I'm going to help do that in the honor of Kobe Bryant, because that's what he would have wanted. He don't want nobody quitting.
Well, hey, you're amongst brothers right now that have a heart for the kids, Sketch the Specialist, and just the whole Academics Beat Lab and the Music to the Ears Academy, which is why this radio show exists. That's our heart. We want to help people, help kids, help our youth find direction and give them a place to go and turn away from, negativity and things that can take them down the wrong path.
Absolutely. And it's really interesting, in listening to one of the commercial spots, Kobe was pointing out the importance of sports and athletics and how if a student can't dribble with their left hand and then they learn how to dribble, that gives them confidence. Then they learn how to do the next step. That gives them confidence. It's the same with music, right? Really, it's about giving kids a positive platform to explore their talents and creativities, helping guide them in the right direction, and then letting them develop that self-confidence that mm-hmm. carries over into other aspects of
mm-hmm.
their lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, and that's what it's all about.
That's just so important, man. I mean, you have so many adults that walk around without the inspiration or the guidance or the encouragement of others. As adults, they walk around with low self-esteem and not knowing how to overcome that challenge or, you know what I'm saying?
So, setback, right.
So when you actually have something like Academics Beat Lab, where kids can actually go and learn how to DJ and produce and art and coding and just, it just makes it a better place because these kids are our future.
Yeah, the future of the country. And, hey, the country definitely could use a little help right now, right?
Absolutely, 100%.
Hey, that Mamba Academy, I don't want that to stop. That's got to continue. And, if there's an opportunity to get involved with that, hey, we're going to do that too, all right?
Yeah.
Once again, this is Academic Speed Lab Radio. You're listening to a special presentation as, we've been feeling it all week, and we wanted to come in here tonight on this radio show and pay tribute to this fabulous athlete, father, visionary, champion of Los Angeles. And we're going to do that. We're with you till 8 o'clock. We'd love to hear from you. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. We're with you till 8 p.m. right here. 90.7 FM, you guys. This is for Kobe on KPFK.
I mean, you
do. He's got this crowd on his feet. We're early in the third.
Fox up top, left side to Derek Fisher inside the shack. He's immediately double teamed. Toby wide open again.
I can't believe what I'm seeing.
Listen to the chant here at Staples Center.
Here's up.
Kobe Bryant started to find up out of it. Chess comes out to set a screen. Kobe around. 10 on the shot clock. Kobe stutters.
Kobe Jackson. NBA record.
What a performance by Kobe Bryant, establishing a new NBA record. No one before had made as many as a dozen three-point shots in a single contest. That is now the NBA record.
Sketch. The Specialist.
Dark John.
Say my name, no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running game. Say my name, you acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby, why the sudden change? Say my name, if no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running game. Say my name, you acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby, better say my name.
Any other day, I will call. You would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me. I'm the girl that you claim. Why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday?
I didn't say that I was doing things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Out of control, questioning me like I'm a criminal or something. Stole your heart or something, like I'm up to something. You must be with girlfriends, gossiping. Chicks hate on Kobe because he ain't with them. Feel me now, listen how silly you sound. Suspecting a voice in the background. Come on now, you trust is foul. Checking messages down. How old are we now? You probably hate me now like Nostradamus. I'm just keeping it real with you, honest. My silence forgive, I was stressed today. I was shopping with my ex for lingerie. For my newfound love, that would be you. No shame in your name, I say what I want.
I know you say that I was doing things. Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
What up, though? It's your boy, Big Snoop, D-O-double-G, and this is the moment I knew. When Kobe Bryant scored 13 points in a row, the building was lit like as if we was about to win the championship. Even though this was the last game of the season, we knew we wasn't going to the playoffs, but it just felt like it was the spirit of us winning championships again, just the way that everything came together, the way his shot was hitting, and just the way that, you know, we knew that we had him one more time. To me, I was looking at it like I've been to a lot of historic moments, but this is a historic moment in basketball that's going to go down 100 years from now. And I'm actually in here, a part of it, filming it, right there in the mix. And I'm going to be the DJ when the night is over with. Everybody coming upstairs to hang out with me. What does Kobe Bryant mean to me and how he's impacted my fandom? Well, I feel like Kobe Bryant and me are on a similar wavelength as far as, you know, what we represent as far as L.A., the scene, the lifestyle, him with basketball, me and music. And I just felt like, you know, our friendship and our brotherhood was always shown. It was always respected. It was always mutual. And I just love to see him play because he brought a different aspect of basketball to L.A., brought a championship feeling back to the city, and he was always in it to win it. I don't even know how to explain it. I just had to sit your hot ass down and, like, we're going to watch some games together. And then after that, let him let you tell me what you just said.
Prince of the Sea. Back to the block, Snoop Doggy Dog, funky as the doc. Went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where I serve my cane. Follow me, but you bet not slip. Cause 9 Triz ain't the year's there for me to quiz out my grip. So I ain't holding nothing back. And once again, I got 5 on the 20 sack. It's like that, and as a matter of fact, cause I never hesitate to put a fool on his back.
Yeah, so keep out the manuscript. You see that it's a must we drop gangsta.
Hold up, what's my name? To the wild, creeping and crawling, Yiggy, yes, y'all, and Snoop Doggy Dogg in the house with the pound like every day, and I'm right back up in you with Dr. Dre, and like I said, none of y'all can get with this, and none of y'all can get with that hit I just dropped, cause you know it don't stop, Mr. 187 on the undercover cop, tick tock, 9 o'clock, just some nuts in the rob you for your ears, then I kill you blood clocks, and I step through the fog, and I creep through the smoke, cause I'm Snoop Doggy, Doggy, Doggy. Up in the air and wave them all around like you just don't care. Yeah, roll up the dank and pour the drink and watch your step.
Why?
Cause doggies on the gang. My bank goes on swole. I'm still on hit legit now. I'm on parole. Stroke with the dog pound right behind me and rolling with my. That's where you might find me. Flinging that G thing. She want the G with the biggest sack. And who's that? He is I and I am him. Slim with the tilted brim.
What's your name?
Snoop Dogg joining us.
We appreciate you being here. And before I ask my first question, I want people here and out there in our TV audience to know this man is a hardcore, long time, till death do him part Laker fan. This is no Johnny-come-lately bandwagon jumper. This man goes on the road with his Los Angeles Lakers. When this man speaks Lakers, it comes straight from the bottom of his heart. Which brings us to what happened Sunday. You were on the road in Detroit when you heard the news. How did it hit you?
Still trying to process it. Dear friend of mine, loved his whole transformation, how he became great. You know, when he first got to LA, he wasn't great. He was a kid, and he was learning, and he was making mistakes, and I was a kid at the same time, so it was like, it was beautiful watching his story and watching mine, and watching him become a legend.
become a father and become a mentor, become a real leader. So it crushed my heart because I knew that he wasn't done. I just spoke with him at Puffy's 50th birthday party, and he was telling me about some of the things that he was working on and where his mind was as far as like being comfortable with retirement and just finding happiness with his daughters and finding that peace with being other than the basketball player. And that just crushed me because to see that, you know, it just hurt. I'm still hurt right now as we speak, Scott.
So you were okay that they postponed last night?
I was very okay with it because I felt like the player's spirit wasn't in the mood to compete. A lot of those guys really love Kobe, and he was instrumental in a lot of those guys, from the Clippers to the Lakers. You see how Doc reacted to it.
Oh.
You know, and those aren't fake reactions. That's real. That man meant a lot to us, whether we competed against him, whether we played for him, played with him. His spirit, just the dog in him, just being the mama, that created the spirit of to attack because it got too friendly at a certain point. The game was too friendly, and he made it about competition. It's about winning. And that's what it's always been about with him. He was the type of athlete that even the enemies loved him.
Yes.
Like, and that's hard to say because when you compete and you don't really like the person that you're up against, but it was something about his drive that made the enemy respect his drive because he never gave up and he always went at him.
Right.
And I'm just so hurt, but I'm so happy that his legacy will live on through people like us and we putting shows together to keep his name and keep his spirit going in the righteous way. And I think the NBA should change that logo to him. I'm going to speak on it because I felt like Michael Jordan logo was already out there on the shoes. His shoes is everywhere.
Yeah,
you can't deny that.
Man.
Yeah, so, and I think Jordan will concede and say, you know what, let my little brother get that because the players right now are more his peers and his, they look up to him more. Jordan is the generation before that. Right. A lot of them didn't see Jordan like they seen Kobe. So I feel like that would be the proper gesture for the NBA to do to go ahead and make it happen. Jerry West already given the approval, so make it go.
KPFK, Los Angeles.
Da, 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 da. It's the one and only Digo Double G.
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg.
Da, 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 da. You know I'm mobbing with the D.R.E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know the West Coast is back for all you suckers.
What?
D.P.G.C.,
you should be turning it up. C.B.T., L.B.C., yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Cuz homies, thug homies, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for show. Slip my girl a 44 when she crept in the back door. Chickens looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this mother, just a swank in my hair. Trick, quit talking, crip walk if you down with the set. Take a bullet with some grip and take the smoke on the jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if you happen to get cracked, trick, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the S, you'll be relieving your stress.
Da-da-da-da-da. It's the one and only D.R.E. Dr. Dre, Lil Buck. You know I'm mobbing with the D-O-double-G. Straight off them killer streets of CPT. King of the beach, you ride to him in your fleet. Whoop, whoop the field, rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop. What? Dre and Snoop hitting cumblers in the line. With Doc in the back, sipping on yak. Clipping all the amps, dipping through hoods.
What hood?
Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central, out to the west side. It's California love, it's California bug. Got your boy a gang of pub. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on, and my team strong. Get my drink on, and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke
What's
on.
Up, Trey?
Locus on for the 2000. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Episode. 90.7, this is KPFK. I'm Jeff Gill. You're listening to Academic Speed Lab Radio. This is a special tribute we're doing. Obviously, it's about none other than Kobe Bean Bryant.
Yes, sir.
Special tribute to he and everybody. I mean, each and every one of those souls that were aboard that helicopter on Sunday when we lost him. I mean, it was just devastating. And like we said earlier, it was a really tough week because
You know, Marcus Nash from the Nash School is with us. Big Sean Harris is here. Sketch, by the way, much love to you for what you're doing over there. We're mixing this live, in case you're tuning in, on kpfk.org, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, 93.7 FM San Diego, Ridgecrest, worldwide, kpfk.org. Got to say that enough. We appreciate what you're doing. But like I said, everybody was stunned. Like you were. You were ready to just stop coaching, right?
I was ready to stop coaching. I mean, I just couldn't understand how somebody that great did everything he did for the sport to reach the levels of success that he reached, all for the end just like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not the way it was supposed to end for him. That was not how his story was supposed to end.
No, it's not what we wanted to hear. It's not it.
It's really crazy because it's like... Somebody touched down on it. It might have been you earlier today. He did everything right.
Everything.
Almost like, everything.
Come
on.
Well, what I'm saying, and you know, in the big scheme of things, when you're looking at from an outside person looking in,
from an outside, let's not be too blind.
Well, no. I hear you talking about. I know where you're going.
Well, let me make.
We don't
have
to go all the way there. Let's just not use the word everything, right?
Well, so. Okay. All right.
Just remove that word and then we're good. Continue.
Hey,
go ahead.
Hey, you know what? He was doing things the way that you would coach someone, the way that you would mentor someone to do. You would say, hey, you know what? You know, try hard. Work hard at everything. Practice as much as you can. Learn everything that you can. And, you know, in the words of a good friend of mine, Stevie Wonder, he told me this. He said, when you think you've gone too far, when you think you've really tried to learn something, go a little farther, because there's a little bit more of that up in there that you can get.
Absolutely.
And it was the epitome of that. So when we look at his life, you know, quitting basketball, being with his kids, you know, trying his best to be present. There's a lot of fathers, but they're not all present.
Yeah, finding that balance.
Finding the balance, and we got to do a better job of that. He was doing that. So when Sean is saying he's doing the right things, that's what he meant, because we had a conversation earlier.
Absolutely. Right? Just not everything, though. So the right thing, absolutely. I love the transition of him wanting to. He probably could have squeezed out a couple years, but he realized, you know what, being with his kids is more important. Getting into women's basketball and, more importantly, youth basketball, his book that he wrote, his children's book, his cartoon series that he was doing, all of that, he put the same amount of effort into that he put into being a great player. So that was good to see.
Yeah. But, you know, the initial shock of it all, and we're still there. You know, this was a tough day. Just getting ready to come in here today was a lot for me. You know, I'm talking more now than I've talked all day. Being stunned by this, you know, when you're stunned, you just can't move. You can't do anything. So as I'm looking at the TV here, as a lot of you may be looking at, the Lakers are going to take the floor for the very first time after going through this. And you know, all the announcers, Stephen A. Smith and, you know, Paul Pierce, everybody in the round table, they're having the same discussion that we're having. And, you know, how do you pick up and play a basketball game? Is it similar to what we're doing now, picking up doing a radio show, or is it on a whole nother level, right, for them?
I would say that, you know, in the spirit of Kobe Bryant, you got to keep going. Can't stop, won't stop. You know, it's just, you know, when you feel like you have nothing left in the tank, that's when you actually have to hunker down and grit it out and just make it happen. You know what I'm saying? When you don't feel like it, that's when you pour it on. That's when you just give it. You can't stop, won't stop.
And really, that's a lesson in life that everybody can relate to, regardless of if you're involved in entertainment, you're involved in sports, or you're just waking up and going to school every day, or waking up and going to a job. Everybody, the reality is, no one has a perfect life. Everyone has adversity, and the question is, how do you get back up? Like, one analogy I like to use with my students is, think about basketball. Every time you bounce a basketball, it's guaranteed to hit the ground. But it's not about the ball just hitting the ground. It bounces back up, and it bounces back up just as fast as it hits the ground. So falling down, there's nothing wrong with falling down. Nobody has a perfect life. Everybody's going to fall down. The question is, how fast do you get back up?
100%.
And that's something that I think, hopefully, among all the other things that we take from this, we remember that. Like, you got to get back up just as fast as you might fall down and keep going.
Well, yeah. I think just as tragic as, I'm sorry, I just feel like as tragic as this is a lesson that will be learned by many, many, many around the world just from the passing, right? You know, I mean, we as a city, we're feeling it, but no one's feeling it as hard as the families that have lost these people, right?
I can't imagine. I cannot imagine what Vanessa Bryant is going through. You know, I can't imagine what, you know, the other children, you know, and the husbands and you know, just overall family. I mean, the grief is enormous. And, you know, unlike in our private lives, you know, we're really not that famous up in here. But this is on TV with them every day. So it's you know, I had to turn my TV off on Tuesday. And, you know, I kind of took a peek here and there. I remember turning it off Sunday night. I woke up Monday morning
hoping.
Yep. Hoping that it was a dream, but first thing I did was flip the TV on, and boom,
trending. Yeah,
there it was there. And tears flowed from my eyes. So, you know, our hearts go out to all of the families,
victims.
all the people that are left to deal with this, including the LA Lakers. So, they're playing Portland tonight, and we're gonna be watching. Laker Nation is listening to this show.
That's right.
We want to thank you for tuning in all the way out in Arizona. We got Dion Lambert checking us out there. We got Bob Long. I see you waving. We want to thank you guys for just checking us out. And we're talking to you. We may not put you live on the air, but we're talking to you here. 985-5735. 818-985-5735. That stands for KPFK. And this is Academics Beat Lab. We're with you till 8 o'clock. And Sketch, keep on mixing it up. Let's give them some more Kobe. Let's give them some more music. Let's do what we do. Because we're not going to stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
That's right.
Mamba mentality.
All day.
The impact of Kobe on this city, I said it earlier in the show, it was him and the Hollywood sign. That's what you thought of with L.A. for the last two decades. What did he mean to people here?
You know, people don't understand how much athlete like Kobe or Kareem or Shaq or Magic, how much they really hold this city together. Mm. You know, this city has a lot of fault lines.
Right.
Not only in the ground, but with the people.
Yep.
And what brings us together is the love for our teams, our Lakers, Dodgers. You know, today I have no hate for the Clippers and the Raiders, the Rams and the Chargers. All the teams that's here hold this city together because it gives us something, you know, to unite behind. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, it's gang banging, it's economic differences, it's racial differences, and our teams hold us together. So, you know, Kobe is the some of the glue that holds LA together.
Sketch. Yeah. The specialist.
Yeah. Boo. You know how we do it. West side. Coming from the west side. We hitting on the west side. Ain't nothing going on but the bomb rap song. Hitting all night long. Just like me on the black and white ivory. Getting six on the D-Elite. You don't want to see a G break your like dishes. Bust tricks. Sleep with the fishes. Running from Lennox up at Venice. They wanna have me in stripes like Dennis the Menace. But that ain't poppin', ain't no stopping. Foe hoppin', droppin', coup de ville. My troop can kill. Fool, I got skills. So, back on up or I check that chin. Down for whatever and I'm full off hen. You gets no love and I thought you knew it. Fool, you know how we do it. But the west side.
chilling with the homies, smelling the bud. Double parked, and I'm talking to Dub about who got a plan, who got a plot, who got, and who got shot. Cause everybody knows that he got the info. Crazy tunes hanging out the window. Fool, I got them bomb ass tapes. The Lynch Mob, Planet of the Apes. I'm down with eight, and what's up? Cam and Solo, they got nuts. When Ice Cube write a sentence, I'm with the bomb, just like George Clinton. SKP is down to catch a body, put on knee deep, we'll turn out your party. You get no love, and I thought you knew it. Fool, you know how we do it. If you wanna jack me on a lick, cause I'm that fool from South Central. You think you stuck yourself with a number two pencil? That's how folk hot lead in your ass. With more bounce to the ounce and the dash. Mash up and that's headed for the west. Everything is great. Slow down for the dip on the 108 and keep mashing. Don't drink and dry to keep the boat from crashing. Stashing the and I thought you knew it. You know how we do it.
Thank you for being here. You've been booked for a few weeks, and I really appreciate you keeping the booking and coming tonight.
You know, Kobe wouldn't have wanted me to cancel.
That's right.
I think we... You know, Kobe would want us all to carry on and be great in our lives, and we should do something positive, you know, whether it's you know, making sure that we love our family or giving back to an organization in his name. You know, we should do something great because he was such a great man, great husband, great father, incredible basketball player. And for 20 years, you know.
Yeah, long time.
To wear the Laker purple and gold, man.
And never take it off.
No,
no.
Look at how I'm on it. Look at how I'm on it. DJ, this is not a replay. Sure, won't let me plug in. It hit it to the preset. Music too much. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Music too much. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Music too much. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When we love and we touch and we kiss and it all falls right.
Kobe is unique in so many different ways. And when you put on that uniform, that Laker uniform, there was nobody who took more pride in being a Laker than Kobe. Nobody. I mean, it was just amazing. And the city needs heroes, Jim. We need our heroes to be here. And this is not a good day for the city of Los Angeles, and because we needed Kobe to still be around, and our kids who idolized him, and the fan base who idolized him, and it was more for him to do. You know, he died way too early, and he's left quite a legacy, but he was still building on that. And so this is a sad day for all of us.
And hugging, girl, you know the rest, 'cause they tell me
it never ends in Southern California.
And they tell me
it never ends in Southern California.
Maybe I'll take the flight out tonight, and you can pick me up about 8. I don't know what airline, girl, but I know we won't be late, 'cause they tell me
Southern California.
They tell me
it never rains in Southern California.
Now I can't sleep at night
without your fighting
by my side. That day will come for us to be together. I'm not worried about a thing, not even stormy weather.
Now let me go on the East Coast, on the other side of town, in the rain.
We have so much to talk about, a lot of catching up to do. I'll bring the diamond, girl, because I'm so into you, 'cause they tell me
it never rains in Southern California.
They tell me
it never rains in Southern California.
Now since I'm here at your place, let's take a week's trip for two. We don't have to go too far, just as long as I'm with you. They tell me
California.
A 1-point game. Bryant for the win.
Dear basketball, from the moment I started rolling my dad's tube socks and shooting imaginary game-winning shots in the Great Western Forum, I knew one thing was real. I fell in love with you. A love so deep, I gave you my all. From my mind and body, to my spirit and soul. As a 6-year-old boy, deeply in love with you, I never saw the end of the tunnel. I only saw myself running out of one. And so I ran. I ran up and down every court after every loose ball for you. You asked for my hustle. I gave you my heart. Because it came with so much more. I played through the sweat and the hurt. Not because challenge called me. But because you called me. I did everything for you. Because that's what you do when someone makes you feel as alive as you've made me feel. You gave a 6-year-old boy his Laker dream. And I'll always love you for it. But I can't love you obsessively for much longer. This season is all I have left to give. My heart can take the pounding. My mind can handle the grind. But my body knows it's time to say goodbye. And that's okay. I'm ready to let you go. I want you to know now, so we both can savor every moment we have left together. The good and the bad. We have given each other all that we have. And we both know, no matter what I do next, I'll always be that kid with the rolled up socks, garbage can in the corner, 5 seconds on the clock, ball in my hands. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Love you always, Kobe.
You guys will always be in my heart, and I sincerely, sincerely appreciate it. No words can describe how I feel about you guys. And, thank you from the bottom of my heart. God, I love you guys.
Double up.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What the f*** does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
You're welcome.
Five. Just got one more than Shaq. So you can take that to the bank.
4, 3, 2. My dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew?
You know, to be the greatest Laker ever, I think that's an amazing accomplishment.
Who knew? He banks it! Uh-oh! He banks in the three!
Kobe will take it in and throw it down on a call!
Attached together for what we did. People always ask about our relationship, and I tell them it's just like me and Charles. You got two strong-minded people that are going to get it done their way. You're going to say certain things. The respect will never be lost. But when it comes to be inside the lines and win, that's what me and him, that's what we did. That's what me and Charles, that's what we do. It was sort of like a triple stabbing to the heart, because after you cry and wonder about that, then I get back on the internet, Rick Fox is on the plane. So now I'm sick even more. I'm calling Rick, he's not answering. So now I'm like, what's going on? And then the final blow, his lovely daughter was with him on the helicopter. You know, every time I saw his lovely wife and his kids, same thing I do with Kenny's kids and D-Ray's kids. Hi, my name is Uncle Shaq. I don't know if they know me as a basketball player. It doesn't matter. I am Uncle Shaq. I try to make him laugh. And he would do the same thing. Sharif called me devastated and said, Kobe, just text me to check and see how he's doing. And he used to do that from time to time. You know, it just makes me think that in life, sometimes instead of holding back certain things, we should just do.
I know they got a job to do, and we're part of the media. I hate when they do the Kobe Bryant and others, because those are actually real people. And my first concern, man, I just, when I released my statement, I said, please don't forget these other seven people. I know Kobe and Gigi are part of our basketball family, but there's seven people. You know, I know it was a mom and dad and a daughter. Yeah. A mom who had three young kids and a husband at home, and a couple more people. And I just felt bad for everybody.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine. I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
I'm a kid on the TV, mama. I'm been get pulled over in they new V. The good life, let's go on a living spree. Jeez, they say the best things in life are free. The good life, it feel like Atlanta, it feel like LA, it feel like Miami, it feel like NY. Summertime shy, ah.
Now your hands up in the sky.
So I rode through good, y'all pop the trunk, I pop the hood, Ferrari. And she got the goods, and she got that ass, I got to look, sorry. Yo, it's got to be, cause I'm seasoned, haters give me them salty looks, Larry. 50 told me, don't hit, switch the style up, and if they hate, then let them hate, and watch the money pile up. It feels like
I go for mine, I got to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
The girls who ain't on TV cause they got more
and the models.
The good life, so keep it coming with the bottles. So she feel booze like she bombed at Apollo. The good life, it feel like Houston, it feel like Philly, it feel like DC, it feel like VA or the Bay or yay. Hey, this is the good life. Homie, tell me what's good. Why I only got a problem when you in the hood?
Welcome to the good life.
Like I'm new in the hood. The only thing I wish.
I wish.
Welcome to the good life.
He probably think he could, but oh, I don't think he should.
Welcome to the good life.
50 told me, go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate. And watch the money pile up. The good life.
I come for mine.
Yeah.
I got to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
I come for mine. I got to shine. Champagne on a plane while getting some air whipped it out. She said, I never seen snakes on a plane. Whether you broke or rich, you gotta get this. Having money's not everything that having it is. I was splurging on trips, but when I get my car back activated, I'm back to Vegas. Cause I always had a passion for flashing. Before I had it, I closed my eyes and imagined the good life.
Better than the life I lived when I thought that I was gonna go crazy. And now my grandmama ain't the only girl calling me baby.
Naturally, they hit me because I'm like their uncle. I'm like Uncle Snoop. Yeah. So they calling me to make sure I'm all right. But then at the same time, they need advice. They need wisdom. They need guidance on how do we deal with this. And I really don't know what to say because I'm trying to deal with it. But at the same time, I got to be strong. And I got to give them the information that I feel like Kobe would have gave them. He would say, keep pushing, keep going. Because he was a dog. He was never a quitter. So he would want y'all to keep rolling.
90.7 FM, this is KPFK. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're going to keep on rolling. You're listening to a special Kobe tribute on Academic Speed Lab Radio. My name is Jeff Gill, and thank you so much for tuning in. If you just turning this on, we've been doing this since 6 o'clock, and we're going to rock till 8 o'clock, just paying homage to this fallen superstar, Kobe Bryant. All right, and 8 o'clock tonight, J-Rock's going to come in, so I believe some of that's going to continue with J-Rock. We got Big Sean in the house tonight. Sketch, and again, I got much love to you, man, for what you're doing on the turntables over there. While we're doing this, the Lakers are getting set to play, and I mean, this is a lot. This is a whole lot.
Yeah, it's a lot because I just watched
Usher,
you know, pretty much sing Amazing Grace. That was heart wrenching, and you know, they've got Boyz II Men performing now. The Lakers organization gave away 20,000 Kobe shirts.
Wow.
20,000.
That's a lot of shirts.
You know, just to say thank you and that we love you for all that you were able to do for us. You know, in the sports world, you know, in the encouragement world, you know, hey, man. He did it all.
I mean, this guy accomplished a lot. He accomplished a whole lot in 41 years.
Yeah.
And you know, tonight, this was tough coming in here. Like we said when we first started, I mean, it's been a tough week just trying to understand what happened, right? Just trying to wrap your head around it and figuring out how you feel. And we were feeling good a little while ago here in the studio, and we looked at the TV and saw the tribute that the Lakers are doing, and we realized that this is going to be a process.
It's going to be a process. But I tell you one thing, look for the LeBron James to take it to another level that we probably never even seen. I think I seen it visually with my eyes just now that LeBron James is hurting really bad. That was his boy. You know,
and the last tweet Kobe had was about him.
Was about him, and the last person he spoke to on the phone that morning, on the day that he passed away, he talked to LeBron James.
He talked to LeBron. He also talked to Shaq's son.
Yep.
Yeah, he talked
Sharif.
To Shaq.
Yeah,
Sharif. Right.
Sharif. Yep.
And you know, one thing he did, he stopped by church on the way to the helicopter.
That's
he and
right.
Gigi stopped by church and. That tells a lot.
That was the part that I was saying that, you know, he was doing everything right. I didn't mean everything, but I mean, you know, he was doing what he thought was the right thing to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, you say he was 41 years old, but my man has had experiences, I would think, of that of someone who was 80.
Yeah.
When you think about it, coming into the league at 18, growing up in Italy, speaking multiple languages, like all the culture.
Yeah, man.
He lived like three lives.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, you know, I guess the moral of the story is love somebody. Tell somebody that you love them. Do the right thing. Do your best. You know, when you feel like you can't go any further, just put it in the next gear and just and keep going. You know, and I'm sure that it's like working out, right? It's like you got that last rep to do and you can't quite get it. And they're going, you can do it, man. You can do it. You can do it. And when you get it done, you feel good. You're like, I did it.
Yeah.
I completed it.
Hey, I'm not gonna leave you out without telling each and every one of you guys right here how much I appreciate you. You know, you guys have been in my life for so many years. And to be on the air with you, Sketch, you know, in 2020, you know, we started, when was that, 2004, 2005,
05,
something like that.
Yep.
Something like that. And Sean and I go back, and man, I can't even count the number of years. But I love all of you. Marcus Nash, hey, what you're doing with the school and all the coaching that you're doing and just the friend that you've been and just always been down. I love you guys.
Love you too, brother.
Love you
I
back,
appreciate
man.
You.
Yeah. You know what I appreciate too about this is that in addition to the reminder for us to put things in perspective, it's also a reminder that success is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. And Kobe Bryant had public victories that we all witnessed, but he had private victories behind the scenes where he was practicing every day working on his craft. And that's something that we can definitely appreciate and relate to every day because regardless, again, what you do in life, work, is something that we all got to put in order to achieve our goals.
Well, you know what? I've always said this. When you see a picture of a husband, a wife, you know, kids, all together, like some of the photos that we've seen of he and his family, that's not easy.
No.
Okay? To just be in position to take that photo is not easy.
No, it's not.
You know, marriage is not easy. Right?
Especially in the public eye.
In the public eye. And to get to that point, you know, it took some work. So
it took some work.
It took some work. And
and he did well.
Yeah. He did well. I mean, he didn't do it without adversity.
No.
Right?
No.
What
I mean,
they must have gone through with, you know, with the setback in Colorado and Denver, you know, you thought it could be all over right there. But he bounced back from that.
He had the mentality of reinventing himself. You know, he changed his number at the 10-year mark from 8 to 24. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it's just so much that he's just been able to overcome. I mean, it was like a new birth for him.
Yep. All calculated moves. I mean, I don't know if y'all noticed, but one thing I noticed about Kobe was that Kobe Bryant had became such a pleasant person. He had became, not that he wasn't, but he
became
so just such a kind, caring person that he displayed it a lot more.
He seemed. I don't know this to be factual, but he seemed to be more approachable.
Yeah, he was very more approachable. He was more human. You felt like you got to know him. Before, he was just this standoffish guy, arrogant kid, and finding his way.
Much
like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You didn't know. You didn't know where he was coming from, right?
Right.
But I think guys like Kobe who are wired that way, they come across that way. But I think they just completely misunderstood athletes because the way they accomplish goals is unlike the average person. They go way over. I was just talking to T.O. about that a couple days ago.
I mean, you know, they're on another level. When you compete at that level, I mean, it's only, you know, a few hundred NBA basketball players. So to be able to make that, it takes a whole nother level of dedication. So we're going to continue doing what we do. I want to thank, you know, the powers that be here at 90.7 KPFK Los Angeles for allowing us to just, you know, speak to the people tonight and to share this information and you know, just this program that we're doing right now. So you'll get a chance to find out how to support this radio station in the coming weeks. We're not going to be on next week or the week after, right?
Next week we are on, and then we have a three-week break while they do the fundraising.
Okay, so they'll be doing fundraising. So keep listening to this station and support what we're doing. Also support Academics Beat Lab. You know, that's what this show is all about. You know, we're working with the kids, just like my man Marcus Nash is working with kids, just like Kobe was working with kids, giving back. That's why we're doing this. I mean, we're not just some cool guys. We're cool guys that care.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I want to point out, too, is in addition to academics being a platform where students can come, the greater need is that we create a platform so that even inside the schools, we have digital music education programs. I got a chance to visit Santee Complex today, and I'm excited about some things that we're going to be working on with them where they had a kind of like a band class that's more transforming into a music technology and digital platform. And so we mention academics because in order to affect education, sometimes you have to build something outside of education that can work with the system. But ultimately, the goal is to create change within the system, right? Which is why with Music to the Ears, it's musicians using their skills to inspire children and on the global level to impact change. So hopefully people will take this as a reminder that there is a sense of urgency needed to have the effect in your neighborhood, be the change that you want to be, go out, mobilize, do something for a student, a school, anything, but just do something. Don't sit back and talk about doing it.
Don't talk about it, be about it.
Absolutely.
That's an excellent point you made, and I want to say this too before we get off the air is that, you know, I run a basketball program called Nash Fields Academy Basketball. We go by the name of TNT. I've been doing this, I'm in year 29, but only in the third year running this program. And I want to let anybody know that they got any kid that want to learn this sport, I'm willing to help them for free. Because I just love helping kids that much and inspiring kids. And I know a lot of people can't afford to be in those programs, so I'm willing to help your kid. All you got to do is get at Jeff Gill, and I got you.
Hey, all right. I'll make sure I pass that number out. But you know what? You need to get paid. No. We want to make sure we're giving. I appreciate where you're coming from. Hey, that's going to just about wrap things up for us. We've got about 8 more minutes of Academics Radio Show. This Kobe tribute is going to continue at 8 o'clock. Up next here at KPFK, Adventures in Stereo with J-Rock. He's walking in next. And we'll see you next week, all right? Enjoy the game. Love somebody.
Mamba for life.
What can I say? I mean, really, what can we say? Day by day, season by season, 20 to be exact. Growing up watching them paint murals, using this building as his first studio. Using LA as his canvas, restoring crowns back to where they belong, under royal banners, purple and gold, the color of royalty, our one man LA King.
After Kobe.
Kobe, never meaningless could never mean less. That's what he means at this moment. All season has been his goodbye. Him to us, us to him. To the whole world.
We don't want pride.
Harlem.
Me don't want trick.
Me don't want trick.
Me do want dollars.
Me don't want trick.
Levitate, 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 levitate. Still got magic, but he made it magical. From Compton to Crenshaw, Jack to Genie, we were all witnesses to all things that was him. I mean, we shared with him the world.
Kobe, inside the three-point arc. Kobe Bryant has hit a shot at the buzzer!
Soon enough, he became our identity. If he wasn't born and raised here, or never lived here, probably you'd never understand. But I'm gonna make sure you do. Talking about the 81 points, I'm talking about the afro, I'm talking about the alley-oop, the Shaq, the off-glass buzzer beater over D-Wade. The game four, overtime, takeover in the finals, Kobe. I'm talking about the posterizing of Steve Nash. I'm talking about the Dwight Howard's rookie year when he got baptized. You remember that? Kobe bodied him. The helicopter, the five parades, Kobe.
We don't want bridles, we don't want bridles, we don't want trick, we don't want trick, we don't want dollars, we don't want dollars, we do it big, we don't want bridles, we don't want bridles, levitate, 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 levitate.
The mashed up gamut of emotions with you and with ourselves is so deep, I don't think nobody can break that bond. So I ask, how do empires last when there's no longer an emperor? I mean, we got you, but at the same time, we got you. I'm talking about your blood, your sweat, your tears, even your DNA is placed in these LA concretes, man. Nothing will ever replace that or erase that. Forever graved in our hearts. So with that being said, know that it's never goodbye. It's simply respect due. My dude, forever. Kobe.
Levitate, 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 levitate.
Hey, guys, you know, it's, I can't believe how fast 20 years went by. I mean, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. And, you know, to be standing here at center court with you guys, my teammates behind me, and appreciating all this, you know, the journey that we've been on. You know, we've been through our ups and been through our downs. And I think the most important part is that we all stayed together throughout. You know, I grew up a diehard, I mean a diehard Laker fan. Diehard. I mean, I knew everything about every player that's ever played here. So to be drafted and then traded to this organization and to spend 20 years here, I mean, you can't write something better than this. And I'm more proud of the fact that not about the championships, but about the down years, because we didn't run. We didn't run. We played through all that stuff, and we got our championships, and we did it the right way. And all I can do here is just thank you guys. Thank you guys for all the years of support. Thank you guys for all the motivation. Thank you for all the inspiration. And, you know, what's funny... The thing that had me cracking up all night long was the fact that I go through 20 years of everybody screaming to pass the ball, and on the last night, they're like, don't pass it. This has been absolutely beautiful, you guys. I can't believe it's come to an end. You guys will always be in my heart, and I sincerely, sincerely appreciate it. No words can describe how I feel about you guys, and... thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you guys. And I love you guys. And to my family, my wife Vanessa, our daughters Natalia and Gianna, you know, thank you guys for all your sacrifice. You know, for all the hours I spent in the gym working and training. And Vanessa, you holding down the family the way that you have. I can't, there's no way that I could thank you enough for that. So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.
Sketch the Specialist.
Once again.
Lawless.
Come on.
I live for basketball, beats and bras. From Italy to the U.S., yes, it's raw. I'm in search for the one that make my wealth feel poor. Who can ignore the spotlight life of glamour? Am I done for? Have I found the ore? Should I search still? There's plenty of women with sex appeal when it's filled. Can they complete the package? All I date is actresses. The play is safe to them. My money ain't bait, but I must take risks to find a honey that's legit. Whether she push a bucket or six bucklets or mad chips. Out on her own or live out of mom's and pop's home. Rocks top fashion, Adidas, attire, or Timbo's. I don't know, yo. These women come and go like the wind they blow. How do I know it's you for sure? Will God talk to me? Give me a signal. But until then, all my ears here is the steady flow. Come on.
The Specialist.